She's seven. She said, if I do nothing else at the Web Summit, right?
Shall we have a photo?
I have to.
Of course.
No, look, I need to talk to you.
Okay.
David Acton Smith, you're
Michael Acton Smith.
Michael.
Yes.
Oh, do you know what? I'm awful, but I I live in Cork, right? I have a daughter, Grace, right?
That's my niece's name.
Is your what?
My niece is called Grace. Yes, Gracie.
My daughter uses a thing called Audio Boo, and she's Omani Dot on Audio Boo, right?
Okay.
And we go in the car every morning and we make stories together, right?
Oh, amazing.
So I said to her, look, can you give me some advice? I'm going to the Dublin Web Summit. What should I do? So she said, and I almost cringed at her, she said, ask him for a mushling, right? And she said, I said, well, look, hang on a minute now. What about asking him to tell you about the future of Mushy Monster? She said, ask him for a mushling.
Yeah.
And she went on, right. He's putting his hand in his pocket, Grace. He's putting his hand in his pocket and he's taking out what you want, right? Because my wife then said to her in the car, on another conversation yesterday, said, if he doesn't have a mushling, what can he do? And she said, a card.
Ooh,
so nice. A card from you.
Well. Here we go. I've got a rare mushy card.
Oh, look, you're wonderful. You're absolutely wonderful. I must tell you, there's a lady from KPMG who are big sponsors of this. I met her yesterday.
Oh,
we did a conversation. Her name is Anna.
Okay.
You might meet her if you don't. It turned out we both have 7-year-old daughters, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I didn't ask her what her daughter's name is, but will you say to Anna's daughter, say hello or something?
Okay, hello Anna's daughter.
And Grace is my daughter.
Ah, and hello Grace. Got a card for you here. So I'm just dashing to do a quick video before I go on stage. But
have a good time on stage.
Thank you.
If I could see you later at any time.
Just come and grab me if you see me.
Look, you're great.
Yes, of course.
Will you take one of the two of us too, will you?
Yeah, I will, but I have to do the interview.
No, you do. Can I take a photograph for you?
No, I've had one, thank you.
Okay.
Is that your iPhone, is it?
No. Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Honestly, I'm just too excited having met Mushy Monster. David, or not.
A bumpy
Michael.
B-U-M-P-Y.
This is all too much. I'm now going to take a photograph. To get the photograph here now, Grace. I'm doing this entire thing for my 7-year-old daughter, who will kill me if I don't come back. And she's got absolutely the card. And she's got the number one card. She's got, and it's written, got her name on it. Sorry, I'm terribly sorry.
What's your title?
Are you here?
Okay, the place is buzzing with incredible excitement. Every woman I can see is interested in talking to Michael Acton Smith. And I stumble over his name. He's the guy who invented Mushy Monsters. He's here. He's such a pleasant man, I have to say. He was so... You're great. Thank you so much. This is all... RTE have him. RTE, there's a lady from RTE. I should know who she is, but I don't. She's got blonde hair, dressed in black, and she's got little boots on. And she's got a guy with the television camera right beside it, and they're shooting, and there are people shooting with cameras. Michael Acton Smith is wearing a purple jacket, which must be one of his trademarks. He is such a nice man to meet in just 30 seconds. I've got what I wanted. If I get nothing else out of the Web Summit, my daughter will get the voice of him, and I have a card from Mind Candy headquarters. It's a card, and it says Grace, Mr. Mushy, and he'd drawn a picture on it. And I think she'll be the only child in the whole world, in Cork at least, who has one of these. And I'm going to go high up the league table as a father for having got it. You know, I mean, there will be nobody in her class. It's just all being, and it's really all thanks to a lady called Rose Healy. Rose Healy from Mushy, Rose Heal. Sorry, she's even that, but she is just wonderful because she said to me, and I'll never forget it, go for it. Now that is, so many people have told me that the advice they would give startups and entrepreneurs is, they give about two or three bits of advice, but many of them had said, go for it. So she literally almost pushed me out the door, go for it. And I was being a bit reticent. I thought, oh my God, the man might not want to be, and he might be off being interviewed by all sorts of other people. But there's a real, this is like the paparazzi. I mean, he's like a honeypot. He's attracting, I have not seen, other than Robert Scoble, I haven't seen anybody else attract anybody like this at the summit, which doesn't actually surprise me, because to be truthful, when we think about Mushy Monsters and the mushlings and the ecosystem and the, I mean, I'm particularly keen on Dustbin Beaver as my, because I thought that was such a cool name. But by everybody's account, he is a lovely man. He's ever so nice. So I better go and finish my food so I can hear him on stage. But a special big shout out to Rose for helping me. I'll never forget it, Rose. I owe you one. Okay, thanks a million. Say something. You are the hero of the hour.
Who am I speaking to?
My daughter. You're speaking to Paul O'Mahony. You're speaking to the whole world on Audioboo, right?
I'm delighted to have been part of the process to help Paul meet Mushy Monsters, Michael Acton-Smith, a lovely man, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you very, very much. Bye-bye.